Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. An Afghan girl with startling green eyes, the ghostly wreckage of the Titanic, Jane Goodall observing a family of chimpanzees. There's just something about the images on the cover of National Geographic magazine that sears into the collective memory. Chris Johns has a unique perspective on National Geographic's iconic covers. Throughout a decade-long stint as editor-in-chief and currently as the magazine's chief content officer, he's played a key role in selecting the images that make it to the front page. But he's also been on the other side of the table as well, having first come to National Geographic as a photographer. He joins me now to demystify the process of selecting a cover image and to talk about a stunning new book from National Geographic, The Covers, Iconic Photographs, Unforgettable Stories. And Chris Johns, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Wonderful to be with you, Taylor.
So as a photographer, your images landed on the cover of National Geographic 8 times. Any that you're particularly proud of?
I would say that the image I'm probably the most proud of was a cover I did, actually one of my first stories, and it was one of my first international stories. And of all things, it was a story on soybeans. And of course, what's wonderful about a journey for National Geographic magazine are these discoveries you make. And in one particular case, we made a discovery that geishas in training to learn how to use their chopsticks beautifully, they practice with a very silky tofu in Japan. And it became actually a pretty sensuous cover, which was one of my first covers.
Can you describe it for me? And maybe tell me what about it that makes it a cover shot?
It's a very striking image visually. It's extremely tight upon the geisha's face with white makeup and this beautiful red lipstick. So it's a picture that's easy to recognize.